So here we are, a very warm welcome to the James Whale Radio podcast thing that goes out not only on your radio station that you're listening to at the moment, it goes out, of course, online, it's on my website, it's on the app, which we may get at some point, you never know. And you can listen to us. There's about 250 hours of rubbish, some with guests, some without, some with reasons, some without. And today will be no different. So wherever you're listening to us, on the go, at home, in the bath, I don't know, welcome to the program. Today, there is, of course, only one topic. And the topic of the discussion today is, as it has been, I suppose, over the past few weeks, Donald Trump. He has finally arrived in the United Kingdom. Now, you could be listening to this broadcast at any time. It could be today, it could be 100 years in the future. But today is the day that the children decided that they would show just how childish and stupid they are by flying a blimp above Parliament Square of Donald Trump as a baby in a nappy. Now, I don't suppose it would worry Donald Trump at all. People say he's a bit thin-skinned, but I don't think you get to that particular position in life being thin-skinned. He is like a lot of ordinary people. I mean, he is quite rude. He is quite direct. He doesn't use diplomacy. I never have either. And I rub people up the wrong way all the time, and I don't give a fuck. And I don't think he does. I really don't think he does. So it seems to me that all the demonstrations, all this ridiculously stupid, childish behaviour has just done one thing, and that is shown Britain to be a country of idiots. That not all of us, not you listening to me, obviously, you make the right choice and listen to this, but those people who get out there behave in that way, just a bunch of childish idiots. I think you should edit that bit where I tripped over my words, actually, Rob. It might make me sound better.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
Good man, good man. You know, I think people form an opinion of what you as a person is like because of your public persona. So hardly any people know him, and but yet they make a decision, the decision about separating children from their parents, or were they their parents, was probably a bad decision, but a decision that was made long before Donald Trump, and a decision to separate them made before Donald Trump. This doesn't seem to get the airing in the media that it should. And also, you know, as soon as he saw the pictures and realized what it was like, he actually did something about it. Yesterday, I saw, and some of you may have done, but nobody's talking about, the horrific pictures of women and children being made to kneel down and being shot. No, I kid you not. These, apparently, in an African country, the name of which has escaped me at the moment, because it was a very quick news story. Women with the children tied to their backs, young women, obviously, with babies, some with young children walking with them, were apparently accused by people in this country. And I'm not sure which country it was, so I won't name any of them. One of the countries where Boko Haram apparently had been causing trouble, these women were accused of supporting them and were summarily executed with their children. The Saudi Arabian government will from time to time lop bits of your body off if you do something wrong. I'm not actually particularly against that, but no, that was a joke. That's another thing, of course, people don't take very well at the moment, isn't it? Jokes. But I do think that, Muslim countries who are homophobic, particularly countries like Iran, countries like Saudi Arabia and others, we welcome with open arms. I don't see any of you protesters out there putting the king of wherever up there as a baby, ripping off his headdress and insulting him. Why not? Why don't you do that? I think you should. I'd love to know whether the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, the little man with a very little intellect, who actually gave permission for Donald Trump to be flown in the heart of Westminster, one of the most ridiculous and stupidly childish things ever. A man who actually has done nothing for London, and a man who comes out when he's forced to, but doesn't really talk to the media. Would you rather have someone like that or somebody like Donald Trump, who's more than happy to talk to anyone who'll listen? I know which I would prefer. So here we are in a state where people think they know what they're doing to save. Oh, we've got to save the planet. We've got to stop Donald Trump. I would suggest that Donald Trump is probably doing more for all of us than anybody realizes. Let's take immigration. Donald Trump has said, and it's been reported, you can check it out. He said, I would like people to come to America. We are a country of immigrants, which of course they are. Actually, America really doesn't exist. It was a country stolen from the natives. But the same could be said for a lot of parts of the world. So I suppose we must move on. He wants people to come to the country. What he doesn't want is people to break into his country. He wants people to come to America, to come to America legally and make their home here. He wants to welcome all immigrants to America because everybody in America is an immigrant. Didn't get mentioned very widely. Here, we're leaving the European Union, or are we? We're leaving, and you know my thoughts on that, so I won't go back on them. We're leaving the European Union apparently because a lot of people want to control our borders, stop those immigrants coming into the country. Well, you know, we should be welcoming people to this country. We should be making people realize that if you want to come to Britain and make your home here, there are channels you have to go through to do that. If you are fleeing tyranny and you come here and seek asylum, we will help you. But I actually think we should incarcerate is a horrible word, but I think we should keep you somewhere. A camp is a horrible word. A detention centre is a horrible phrase. But I don't think people who come here illegally and then seek asylum should be given the freedom of this country. I don't know why we do that. Do you? Help people, check out whether they have a right to be here, and then react accordingly. And if we are concerned about our borders, there may well be over 1 million people in this country illegally. Root them out, find them, and send them back. Or if they've been here for many years and have contributed to society, and we feel that they are doing good in this country, then give them a pardon and let them be here legally. But all this, oh, we'll go for leaving Europe. Mind you, the way Europe is at the moment, I'm beginning to think we're probably doing the right thing. The problem is, of course, Europe is going to fall apart. We are going to be part of the cause. And then something is going to take its place. And it could be something worse. So, I'm not really sure anymore that I think people should have the vote. Looking at the way people behave and the sort of crassness of some of the demonstrators against Trump, I'm not sure these people actually know what's going on. They complain about Trump. Did they complain much about the Chinese? Did they complain at all about the Saudis? Did they complain about all the other countries? Have they complained about the United Nations Security Council allowing some of the ridiculous countries with horrid human rights on there, and here we are. Why are we demonstrating outside the Commonwealth House or committee, whatever the Commonwealth place, about the countries in the British Commonwealth whose human rights activities are disgusting? Why aren't we doing that? So I would say to those of you who are demonstrating against Donald Trump, rather we have Donald Trump on our side and support him than have him against us. Because as far as people who do nasty things in the world, Donald Trump is nowhere near the top of that list. In fact, as I said before, Donald Trump, not a politician, a man who obviously got fed up with the way the politicians are fucking everything up, decided to do something about it. Well done to him, and it's about time more people did. Some politicians are great. I've got some friends who are politicians. I know politicians. Some of them are great, but they are running more and more scared. And a lot of them don't seem to know what they're doing. People who have these extreme political views are perhaps getting listened to more by people because the other side, the more sensible side, doesn't seem to be able to put up a good enough argument. Maybe we've just been too lax for too long. Maybe the fact we don't have any more satire. I don't see any comedians taking the mick out of politicians. I don't see programmes on television designed to take the mick out of politicians. I don't see programmes on television taking the mick out of anybody, really. We are so politically correct now that we actually seem to have become homogenised vanilla. Can you become homogenised vanilla? I'm not sure. But that seems to me where we've ended up, which is a bit of a shame, really, when you think about it, isn't it? We're better than that, aren't we? So there we are. My thought for today, and don't get me on religion, but my thought for today is that if you want to demonstrate against Trump, I think you need to look into your soul, if you have one, very deeply and think, is this really the man we should be hating most when there is so much tragedy and so much agony going on in this world? Donald Trump isn't causing it. In fact, I would go so far as to say Donald Trump is trying to alleviate it. I also think Sadiq Khan has to answer questions as to why you would give permission to have that. But I don't think it would upset Donald Trump. I think it would probably actually make him smile. I'd like to see one of me. I mean, if you know, I think an inflatable of me would look great. So on Facebook, Rob, we put out a little question, did we not?
We did.
About Donald Trump.
Yep.
And the question was, what would you say or what would you ask Donald Trump if you had the chance? Some said, f*** off home or similar. Lisa Jane Partington says, come on, be honest, that mop on your head is fake. Why would you want to be rude about his hair, Lisa? I mean, interesting. This is quite a serious subject. Yet people want to be rude. I've never understood that at all. Nick Lloyd says, 51% of us are good people who put their faith in democracy. The rest think that balloons will make you go away. Yeah, right, Nick, you're absolutely right. Sammy D says, now you've drained the swamp. Any chance you could deal with the muddy puddle over here? Good one, Sammy, I agree. Jim Coburn, nothing, not one word. Well, hardly worth replying then. Graham White said, how long did you have to train for to become so mind-numbingly stupid? Or is your idiocy pure natural talent? Now, Graham, what do you do in life? You're not the leader of the free world. You aren't a billionaire. You haven't employed thousands and thousands of people. Graham, what have you done in your life that makes you so much better than him? I would love you to answer the question, Graham, if you've got the time and the intellect. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com is my email. Why don't you reply? Craig Anderson says, I would just wait until he spoke and mimic everything he said. That's the best way to get an annoying child to stop talking. He'd soon go away. Craig, I hope you're not a parent, because if that's your idea of parenting, you need to have some corrective therapy, my friend. Mark Bamforth said, would you like to meet the Mayor of London? I've met the Mayor of London. Oh, you say that to Donald. Mark Curry, please get USPS to reinstate surface mail. Why? We've moved on from that, Mark. Fiona King says, can he get rid of Amazon? It's taking over the world. Darren Morley, is your wife with you for your money, or are you hung like Ron Jeremy? See, that's another fairly rude word. Why couldn't his wife be with him? By the way, didn't she look good when they were going to Blenheim Palace? She looked amazing, I thought. Anyway, there we are. Karen Hall says, sorry about the embarrassing balloon flying across London, Donald. Somewhere down the line, we lost all sense of decency and decorum. Karen, thank goodness for an intelligent contributor to the program today. There have been a couple. Wes T.A. Bradley says, I would say, please, do you think that our generally left-wing virtue signaling phone... What does that mean? Signaling our generally left-wing virtue signaling, phone hacking press are indicative of how people feel about you personally, Mr. President, and our valued ally, the United States of America. I think Wes is in favor. Chris Russell, nice to meet you, Mr. Trump. My mother taught me good manners. Good, right. Well, see, you know, and I wonder whether the psyche of a lot of British people has got so entranced in this thing, oh, Donald Trump's thick, he's stupid, he does. You know, how do you get elected to be the president of the United States? And whatever you think you know about him, let's face it, unless we've met him, you don't, do you? So maybe, considering the American people seem to quite like him, our left-wing lovies don't know, because they don't like people telling you to your face what they think of you. They're happy to do it to you, but they don't like it coming back. And left-wing lovies, left-wingers, basically, in my view, actually are mostly those people who are jealous of other people who've got more than they've got. And then you get the whiners who want to give everything to everybody else and they want to help everyone. It's an impossibility. There are too many human beings in this world. And one way we could help the world is to encourage everyone to have less children. Isn't it?
Oh, well, I messed that up a bit myself then.
Yeah, you did. But we will forgive you this one time. Yeah. And also, we do... I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to watch the some of the right-wing press, who obviously like Donald Trump, trying to hedge the way they're reporting what is happening. There were hardly any people in Westminster to see the blimp. It wasn't jam-packed at all. Yet on the news channels, they kept saying, large amounts of people have turned out to see the baby Trump blimp. Well, you could see from the pictures, there wasn't that many people there.
Mostly tourists, I think.
Yeah, mostly tourists. So it was a bit of a waste of time. And just pathetic, to be honest. I'm not really offended by it. I'm offended by the fact that the mayor of London should allow something like that to happen.
I think it's a good image. If I was Trump, I would ask someone like Facebook and Twitter to actually make that an emoji.
Do you know, it's a very good idea.
I think it's really good.
And I want to see one of me.
And if I was Trump, I'd go and have my selfie taken next to it. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. You've got any thoughts on Trump? You want to keep spewing forth, and if you want to be nice about him, feel free to get in touch as well. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. Some people have asked what I'm currently thinking about the Brexit situation. Well, I think it's a farce. I think it's a farce. I think we should have been trying to keep Europe together. Europe is going to fall apart, I think, and I think we should be looking to start a new federation, if you want, an alliance of European countries, you know, the ones, the Germany, the France, Italy, Spain, maybe a couple of others, but not all these other little countries that their economies can't handle being part of it. I think we need to start something that is not as big. The European idea, where they want to have their own army and everything else, that's not going to work, because look at the people who are running Europe now. They're buffoons. David Davis was a great example. He's just like the rest of them, Monsieur Barnier and David Davis, peas in a pod. And in fact, Nigel Farage, which I did an interview with last week, exclusive, 60,000 views on Facebook Live, said he doesn't want to upset Europe. He's married to he's had children with a German wife who are bilingual. He's worked for many years for a French bank. He said he's not against Europe at all. He just wants to sort the mess out, drain the swamp. And I think we've got into such a pickle now about how we're going to do it. Nobody thought about the problems of Northern Ireland. It is going to be one hell of a mess. Hopefully, Donald Trump may be able to save the day. I don't know. Listen, I think I've given everybody enough to think about. Should we have a bit of music?
Yes, please.
Oh, you're very quiet, but never mind. Lockdown, a brand new single from Aliens. Now, it's interesting, this. It features Delamitri's Ian Harvey, and I used to love Delamitri. Also, filmmaker Tim May are involved in Aliens, and this doesn't come out until the 3rd of September. So we have an exclusive. Here it is. Lockdown, the brand new single from Aliens.
Away the stain, little dark.
There we are, Lockdown, and the brand new single from Alien. So I quite like that. It had a bit of Delamitri in it, didn't it, really?
Yes, it did, actually, yes.
You don't even remember them, do you?
I do. I have the album.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Don't forget the book, which is selling for a great read for your summer holidays. You can get it from our shop on the website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. You can buy it and you could stick pins in the pictures of me.
And then put it on the chalkboard, yeah.
Yeah. What's a chalkboard?
So it's like a flat piece of wood made out of chalk that you put pictures up on and notices up.
Oh, like a blackboard?
Yes, very similar to a blackboard, except it's a chalkboard.
Oh, right. Why not have a blackboard?
Because you can't stick the pins in the blackboard because it's solid wood.
Oh, right. Okay. All right, just asking. Is there any point in talking about the World Cup, really?
Did we win?
No.
Well, then, no, we don't talk about it, do we?
Well, I don't think there's any point in talking about the World Cup at all. And if I hear that crass song, "It's Coming Home Again," I'm going to throttle it.
We're coming home.
I think, actually, yeah, I think that song, "It's Coming Home, We're Coming Over," is the most boring piece of music ever, and I think that puts a jinx on our football players.
Okay.
Not only do I think that puts a jinx on our football players, I actually think we need a flag, a red flag with the three blue lines in the middle.
Yeah, I can see that.
Get rid of the Crusader flag. It's an embarrassment to this country. An embarrassment. Right, I've got an email I think we should read here, which came flooding in from... Sorry?
We got Wales Mail this week then.
Yeah, yeah. Why, do you have a jingle for that?
I can do one.
Wales Mail. Yeah, very good.
Wait, that was you, but that's fine.
Okay, all right. Anthony Wolfe. Hello, Anthony. He said, James, I've been a fan of yours for many years. I've agreed with you on many issues. Seeing you as a true voice of reason. What an extremely nice chap this is. However, I am surprised that you, of all people, have been taken in, here we go, by the snake oil that spouts out of the filthy gob of the vile man Donald Trump. Oh, Anthony, there's only one person in this conversation who's been taken in, Anthony, and it ain't me. He is nothing more than a human wrecking ball whose motivations for doing so are purely nihilistic. Don't use wrong words you don't know how to use, and have nothing to do with creating a better and fairer world for humanity. The danger is that if we in any way glorify or reward his actions, such as giving him a chance to have tea with the Queen, that somehow we are prepared to normalize the bad behavior and breakdown in civility that he stands for. So please tell us in your next broadcast what good he really is. Oh, fuck off, you stupid pillock. Right, okay. I don't need fans like that. Thank you very much indeed. If you're taken in by the propaganda and the fake news around Donald Trump, that's your fault. Nobody else's. Get over yourself, Anthony. And if you really think you want to do something for the world, you get out there and make it a better place. You do something. All right? Okay. Why don't you... he's annoyed me intently.
Oh, dear.
Can you make sure he never, ever listens to this podcast again?
I shall put a filter on it.
Good. Rubbish diatribe of the mindless. Talking of which, why don't you do tech talk?
Okay. Facebook have had their fine for their Cambridge Analytica scandal.
It wasn't much, was it? 500 grand. I mean, that's sort of like a fine for some ordinary person, you know, doing a bit of tax dodging, isn't it?
I think they earn that every 10 minutes. So, yeah, it's ridiculous, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
like you and I getting a fiver, isn't it?
A fiver fine. That's quite a lot for me, though, yeah. Isn't it, when you think about it?
That's... You lying little tit.
Fake users have been removed from Twitter.
I know I've just lost 10,000 or something.
I think I lost 6,000.
Where did I get fake? Why have I got fake users on mine?
Because you're a celebrity. What usually happens when people join Twitter is they're suggested to like people to get them started. Mm. So after a while, obviously people like yourself will get accumulate fake, and then obviously they get removed, and then you lose them. It's not just fake users. It's accounts that have been abandoned so to free up space. So Twitter themselves lost the most. They lost 7 million followers on their own Twitter account. I would have kept them if I was... Mind you, they would have stayed on everyone else's Twitter account. Barack Obama.
Yeah, hang on. Before you go on, I object, actually, to them telling me who they think I should follow. Twitter, bug off and do that. And I've also found, I don't know if anybody else has found this, I often look through people I am following, and there are people on there that I haven't followed.
Yeah, you've clicked the button by mistake. I've done that. You know, when you scroll through and you click the little add button on the side, I've done that.
Have
a lot.
I?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, okay.
How many people do you follow?
I follow about 2,000.
I follow 34.
34 people?
Yeah.
Is that all you follow, 34 people?
That's the correct way.
No, you don't.
I do.
You follow 34,000 people.
No, I have 34,000 followers. I follow 34.
All right, okay.
But I could do it more. So if you want to follow at Dead Air Podcast and at The James Whale to boost us back up again, that'd be most appreciated. Barack Obama lost 2.1 million followers.
Not surprised.
I wonder how many Trump lost. I have to look into that.
I don't think he will have lost very many, because I think people are addicted to watching him, and he actually does tweet a lot.
That is very true. Very, very true. Should we move on to another subject?
Yes, go on.
Flying cars. Did you see that new flying car, the Black Fly?
Yes, I did, yeah.
It's not really a car, though. It's got no wheels, so it's more a flying boat.
It's an aeroplane or a boat.
It's about the same price of a normal car, though, so that might be quite good. We could be driving or flying around in one of those. Can't be driving because it's not a car. MacBook Pros. You remember I talked about the keyboard that used to fail on the MacBook Pros or the new MacBook Pros?
Yeah.
Well, they're launching a new MacBook Pro.
Do I need a new one? No, I like my MacBook Pro.
It does have a quieter keyboard, but it will have the same issues. Apparently, a grain of sand will cause damage to the keyboard. And films this week, Skyscraper with Dwayne Johnson. It's a disaster movie. Yeah, want to go and see the cinema. It was okay.
Is it?
Hmm.
Well, I might go and see it in that case. Go and see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we on to questions for the whale, do you think? How are we doing?
We've done 30 minutes in the can, so we can do questions for the whale, and we can try Ash if you want.
All right. I've been ignoring Ash for a while, and he wanted me to sort of have a chat to him. So why don't we ring Ash, who does my... Have I mentioned my radio show on Talk Radio?
Not this week, no.
Probably. No. Well, I do my show on Talk Radio, of course, Monday to Thursday, 7 till 10. Mind you, I was doing the gardening programme on BBC Radio Kent the other day. I don't know if anybody ever saw that.
Sorry, you're talking to yourself, really, because I'm busy phoning somebody.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you know, I'm doing it again in a couple of weeks. I like talking about gardening. But Ash has been getting very upset that I do this podcast and I don't involve him. So if we just give him a ring and see if he's up. If he's up, we'll talk to him, and if he isn't, we won't. We can't if he isn't. So, let's see. I've got Daisy May and Lulu are here with me at the moment, and they are... Are you having a cuddle, girls? Oh, that's nice. It can't take this long to ring a number, surely.
I'm using Skype, which is shit, so bear with me.
Yeah, I hope you edit that out. I really don't like bad language on this program. Yeah, here's a good girl. There's a good girl. Not you. I'm talking to him. You can't Skype Ash. He wouldn't even know what it was.
No, I put his number in.
Oh, okay. Let's see if it works. Does that mean you might see him in bed?
Seriously, hope not.
No, because he won't be there. He probably won't be there. What? Girls.
One last try.
What was that?
Here we go.
Okay.
If he doesn't answer, he's lost his chance.
Yeah, I see.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service.
Well, there we go, see?
That you're calling is unable to take your call. Please leave your message after the
we
tone.
Gave him the chance.
To re-record
and
your
that
message,
was it. Right.
He has
Thank
at
you
any
very
time.
Much indeed. That's enough. Yeah. We tried calling, and you didn't answer the phone, and you could have been on the podcast, but unfortunately, it's too late now. Thank you. Goodbye.
There we are.
Right, okay.
Okay, yeah. Well, I hung up on him now.
Yeah, well, you know, he can't expect any more. Maybe we should do questions for the whale then, in that case. I was going to talk a bit about this whole thing about if you wolf whistle now, that could be described as a hate crime. They're seriously... Obviously, our politicians don't have enough to worry about. They're going on a long holiday. They've been insulting the leader of the free world, and we're about to crash out of the European Union, and they're worrying about whether or not wolf whistling should be a hate crime. They obviously don't have enough to do. But we might talk about that next week. In fact, you might let me know what you think. Is wolf whistling really a hate crime? If I could only do it.
Okay, questions for the whale.
Go.
Edward Owens, what's coming home?
Fuck all, basically.
The England team are coming home.
Yeah, sorry. The England team are coming home.
There we are.
Head in hands. What?
Head in hands. At least you didn't say ball in hands. There we are.
No, Michael. Go on.
Michael Lucas, is child support unfair?
Only if you have more than two kids. I don't actually think we should be giving child support for people who choose to have more than two children. In fact, I think if you have more than two children, you should have to pay extra tax.
Okay. Lindy Fleetwood, why does my garden suddenly face west when it's always been south? Most odd, try two compasses.
Ah, well, you see, it changes. The magnetic pole begins to shift, doesn't it? And that is what changes our climate.
Make sure you're nowhere near your sky dish while using a compass, because that will affect the reading.
That's a good point. I made that other bit up, by the way, so don't panic.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, just Daisy May wants to go somewhere.
Oh.
Right, carry on, hold on. Here we are. Go on. One of them can open the door, and the other one will not walk through the door, even if there's enough room, unless I open it.
Oh, dear.
Talk about diva dogs. Right.
John Arkless.
Hello, John.
Is Russia that bad despite all the hype? Fantastic hosts and no trouble at all.
No, I don't think Russia's that bad. I think the whole thing about the poisoning in Wiltshire, which never seemed to go anywhere, nobody seemed to come to, and now we've had some other... situations arising there, we will have to wait and see, won't we? But no, I don't think any country really wants to be as bad as they're portrayed. Unfortunately, those countries who get religion badly, that is a problem. Is that my doorbell again?
No.
Okay, go on.
Charlene Taylor.
Charlene.
Why give Trump such a hard time when we have absolute arses in our own country, Diane Abbott being one of them? And don't get me started on the Mayor of London.
Well, I hope you'll have enjoyed the podcast so far. In that case, we are of a like mind. Welcome to my world.
And Kieran Fox, should I send my newly purchased waistcoat back?
Yeah, I think that was a big problem. People got excited about waistcoats and that really took away from the World Cup.
Waistcoat fever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think that's it then. I'm just giving Ash one more go.
Are you? Yeah. Go on, give him one more go, because I've got a drink on the bar in the pub waiting for me at the moment.
This is his second chance.
Yeah. This is his final chance. Never mind his second chance.
Welcome to
you. Nope, that's it. Failed.
Yeah, no. Okay. Well, we'll have to fill something else in. God. Yeah. I tried ringing you.
Yeah. No, I didn't know who it was. You said Bristol. I thought, who's that in Bristol?
Well, why does that matter?
Well, I didn't know who it was, man.
Yeah. I'm doing the show, and I was trying to get you on the programme.
Yeah, what? You only just rang a minute ago.
Yeah, I know. But you didn't answer the phone, did you? When to answer phone.
What, were you doing it live on air?
Yeah.
What, are you now on air now?
On air now, yes. I'm never off air, am I? I'm a walking.
Yeah, you're never really off air, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, tell him to call me back. Tell Bob, give me a ring back, mate.
Well, you're on now. It sounds okay.
Yeah, he sounds okay.
All right, man. Yeah. So, how you doing anyway? Mate?
Yeah. Fuck. Now you're going to put on your broadcasting voice, are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't know who it was, man. You know, you got to be careful, haven't you? You don't know who's calling you.
What? What do you
think? Especially from Bristol. There's some very, you know, I don't know who calls me from Bristol, man. It's normally just bad news.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why he's calling from Bristol when he doesn't live there, but he's probably got
it's
some...
Yeah, very dodgy, isn't it? He's got it through some sort of telephone system or something.
Yeah.
Some dodgy, yeah. Because he lives in Wales or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's not far, but nevertheless, you know, it's another country.
Yeah, but he doesn't even live in the bit of Wales which is near Bristol, which is more worrying.
Yeah. So you've been watching Trump, man?
Yeah. There are not many people demonstrating, like we said, are there?
No. In fact, there was no one there last night.
Yes.
So, I think that people secretly, it's like a fashion thing. Actually, everyone admires him, but when they go out and ask, they'll say no.
Yeah.
Oh, he's terrible. But inside, same with Farage, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's and same with Radio 4. Everybody says they listen to Radio 4 and nobody really does.
It's like almost like living in one of those states where you can't say, you know, things.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the old communism. You can't say what you think, man, people. It's terrible, man.
Are you in bed as we speak?
No, I've just got... No, well, actually, I've been up since bloody 8. You know, I've got... my neighbours were making a bit of a noise upstairs, so... and it was hot and...
just bang on the wall.
Man. Yeah,
man. So what have you been doing? Well, I saw you last night, so not a lot could have happened.
No, not a lot has happened. I went home, you went home, and then I did the podcast and thought I'd give you a ring. You didn't answer the phone twice.
Yeah, well, that was only a minute ago. It would have added, you know, tension to the podcast, so that's good.
Yeah. Have you got indigestion or something?
No, I just got up and belched. You know, because when you get up, sometimes everything gets realigned.
Lux,
you know, leaves an airway. You know about that with your top sphincter.
Yeah. No. Well, I did all the belching and farting earlier.
Yeah. So you've got a very tight sphincter, and Ian Lee's got a very loose one. It turns out he hasn't got one, and he can't belch. It's funny, isn't it?
It's a funny.
You could be called tight and loose if you're a double act.
Now, listen, we were talking about the blimp, the Donald Trump blimp, and
just call it a balloon. Why don't it was a blimp?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a
it's a proper name, isn't it? It's a what do you call it? What's that German name? You know, they call them.
Well, that was a blimp.
Airships.
The airship, yeah, they were called blimps, weren't they?
No, they're called a German. There's a German name, huh?
Is there? Well, you're the educated one, not me. You can think about it.
I can't remember, man. Zeppelin, yeah, Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin, yeah, but lead wouldn't fly. Yeah. Anyway, so I was saying that we would quite like to have one made of us, wouldn't we?
Very much so. You know, just to hang above Talk Tower.
Yeah.
That'd be great, man. Can Bob Russell us come up? He's quite good at that.
Yeah. Bob?
Yeah, I'm here. He can't hear me.
His name's Rob. Why do we call him Bob? His name is Rob.
Well, Bob is Rob, isn't it? It's like the shortened version, isn't it?
It's the same length.
It's nice to say as well.
What, Bob?
Yeah, it's a nice word to say.
Yeah, I used to have a friend who had a dog called Bob the Dog.
Yeah, it's a lovely name for a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Bob the Dog, yeah.
How are your dogs? Are they all right?
They're sitting at my feet here now at the moment. Yeah, they said they'd like to come in and see you, so maybe one evening I'll bring them in when...
Yeah, bring them down.
The boss at Talk Radio's not there.
Because he's got a bit of a phobia.
Yes, he does, doesn't he? It's a shame, really. So are we going down to the demonstration later like we planned to just try and talk people round to our way of thinking?
Talk them down, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're all from your generation.
They were not from my
generation. You've all got loads of money and nothing to do. And so you go around with your pots and pans, beating them, going, you know, I mean.
I have to say, they were very old, those people who were banging on the... I mean, there were about half a dozen of them. They were banging their pots and pans. I mean, he wouldn't have heard any of that. What a waste of their time.
Well, because they were your age, they'd gone to bed by 11. So, you know, and he was still out partying. But just to think, you know, a couple of months ago, or maybe 3 months ago, before all the North... he sorted out North Korea, you'd have been there with your pots and pans with them.
No, I wouldn't.
And that's what you need to get across to them when you see them today. You say, look, I was one of you. I was you a few months ago, but I saw the light.
Yeah, you're right. I'll have to do that. Listen, I've got to go. We're finishing now. Maybe you could meet me in the pub later and buy me that drink.
Yeah, all right, man. Yeah. We'll go down the hooter.
Yeah, all right.
The hoodier.
Yeah. Can you make sure that all the orifices are clear before you come down?
The orifice eye?
Yeah.
I always have, you know. Well, no, you don't know. Well, they're always clean at the weekend. Yeah. And ready for a tough week ahead. Do you mean sphincters?
Yeah, well, whatever, you know, orifices, sphincters.
It's not an orifice. I mean, it's nothing wrong with your orifice.
Right.
When I last checked.
Right. I'll talk to you later. Take it easy.
Yeah, man.
All right.
See you later.
Good night.
Good night, man.
Bye.
Oh, dear.
He is nuts, to be honest. Absolutely nuts. Have a good weekend. I'm off to the pub. See you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.